Today we say hello to our listeners on KMEM in Memphis, Missouri. Folks there know a lady named Ella, a young lady that grew up in the county and traveled the world. The story of why she became so well-known still intrigues audiences today. We'll fill you in on this edition of The American Countryside.
Can you tell if these vegetables are being contaminated with bacteria that could cause paralysis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces for other foods, like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Betty Jane Wiley shares the story of a very remarkable young lady.
Miss Ella Kate Ewing was a girl who was born in Lewis County, Missouri, a normal child until she was about 5 years old.
Ella was born on March 9th, 1872. And as Betty says, everything seemed normal.
Between 5 and 8, she grew horrendously, and then she just kept growing.
Young Ella knew she was taller than just about anyone else she met, but she perhaps did not understand how unusual her height was.
She was unaware because her neighbors were so good about not ridiculing her and making her feel different than the others. By age 14, she was probably 7 feet tall.
But she became painfully aware of her height when asked to recite the Declaration of Independence in a neighboring town for a 4th of July celebration in 1885.
She began to recite it, but somebody in the back part of the crowd started making fun of her. It was just so embarrassing and so terrible, it finally reduced her to tears.
Eventually, Ella did decide to travel, often at the request of businesses and museums seeking to capitalize on the novelty of her height. It helped bring visitors and customers to their site to see her and spend money.
She went everywhere. Never one convenience ever made for her. Travel was by train. They had the old iron immovable armrests between the seats. No, nobody ever accommodated her with any kind of comfort.
Was Ella the tallest person in this country, or even the world? It's still a debate, and we'll pick up that story next time as we travel the countryside. In Memphis, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.